Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a classic jungle warfare style break roll in Ableton Live 12, and we're keeping it beginner friendly but still proper. The goal is to take a raw break, slice it up, arrange it into a tight rolling pattern, and make space for a bass line so the whole thing feels like a real drum and bass drop, not just a loop of chop drums. This is a huge skill in DNB, because jungle breaks are not just there to keep time. They bring energy, attitude, and that alive, human movement that makes the track feel like it's driving forward. And when you combine a good break with a bassline that knows its place, that's when the tune starts talking. First, set your project tempo to 174 BPM. That's a super common starting point for jungle and drum and bass, and it immediately puts your ears in the right zone. Create one audio track for the break and one MIDI track for the bass. If you want, you can set up a return track later for reverb or delay. But for now, keep it simple. Turn on the metronome and loop a one-bar section so you can focus on the groove. Now drag in your break sample. If you've got an Amen-style break or any classic funk break, that's perfect. But honestly, the exact break matters less than how you handle it. Beginners often think they need the right sample, but the real win is learning how to shape it. Double-click the break clip and open clip view. Turn warp on if it isn't already, and set the warp mode to beats. That's usually the right choice for drum material. If the loop feels loose, zoom in and make sure the main kick or snare lands cleanly on the grid. You don't need perfection, but you do want the core hits to feel stable. If the timing is off at this stage, fix that before you do any fancy chopping. Next, right-click the break and choose slice to new MIDI track. This is where the magic starts. Ableton will turn the break into a drum rack, with each slice on its own pad. Use slicing by transient, so you get one slice per hit or movement. Now your break is playable, which means you're no longer stuck with one loop. You've got control. Take a minute to listen through the slices. Find the kick hits, the snare hits, the hats, and any little ghost notes or funky tails that can add motion. Don't worry if every slice isn't perfect. We're not polishing a museum piece here. We're building a working jungle pattern. Now open the MIDI clip and start drawing your roll. A good place to begin is with the snare. If you're stuck, start with the strongest snare moments first. Because in jungle phrasing, the snare is like punctuation. It tells the listener where the sentence lands. Put a strong snare on 2 and 4 if the break supports it, then build around that with kick slices and ghost notes. Think in rolls, not just hits. Ask yourself, is this slice an anchor, a push, a fill, or a release? That little mindset shift helps the pattern feel intentional instead of random. Keep the note lengths short too. With sliced breaks, shorter MIDI notes usually sound tighter and clearer. Long notes can blur the groove or re-trigger tails in a messy way. For a beginner pattern, try keeping the first half of the bar fairly open, then add a bit more movement toward the end. Use a few short hat slices to create that roll feeling and leave some silence so the bass can breathe. Jungle is powerful partly because it doesn't fill every space. The gaps matter. Now let's shape the groove. This is where the break starts sounding like jungle instead of a rigid grid. Move a few ghost notes slightly late to give it a laid-back shuffle, and push some accent hits a little early to add urgency. Then work with velocity. Make your main snares hit harder, keep supporting kicks a little lower, and pull ghost notes down so they sit underneath. A good starting range is around 100 to 127 for main snares, 90 to 115 for kicks, and 40 to 85 for ghost notes and hats. If the groove still feels stiff, you can add a subtle swing from the groove pool, but don't overdo it. You want bounce, not sloppiness. Remember, this style lives in that push and pull between tight grid control and human feel. Now it's time to add a bassline. Keep it simple. You don't need a flashy melodic bassline yet. You just need one that works with the break. Load up a clean sub sound, like a sine or triangle, and keep it mono. If you want more character, add a second layer with a filtered saw or restyle sound, but make sure the low end stays centered and controlled. A really solid beginner move is to place bass notes in the gaps between the snare hits. Think call and response. Let the break speak, then let the bass answer. Avoid holding long bass notes over snare-heavy moments at first, because that usually causes the groove to fight itself. In drum and bass, the drums and bass should feel like they're working together, not arguing. Now tighten things up with a few stock Ableton devices. On the break track, use EQ8 to remove low rumble below around 30 to 40 hertz. You can also add a little drum bus or light saturation for punch and grit, but be careful not to crush the transient. If the break is too wild, a gentle glue compressor can help control it. On the bass track, use utility to keep the low end mono, and if the kick is fighting the bass, Try light sidechain compression. You don't need a huge pump. Just a few dB of gain reduction is enough to give the drum room to hit. A nice starting point for sidechain is a ratio around 2:1:4:1, attack somewhere between 1 and 10 milliseconds, and release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Again, keep it subtle. The point is not to make the bass disappear. The point is to let the break cut through. Now for the fun part. Make a variation. Duplicate your MIDI clip and change just a little bit. Maybe add one extra ghost note at the end of bar 2. Maybe remove one kick for a second of tension. Maybe swap one slice for another if two hits sound similar. Even tiny changes can make a loop feel alive. That's a big arrangement secret in Jungle and Rollers. Repetition is powerful, but exact repetition gets old fast. If you want to push it a little further, make a 2-bar answer phrase. Let bar 1 be the main role, and make bar 2 respond to it with a shifted kick, a pickup, or a tiny fill. You can even add a micro fill at the end of bar 4, just 3 or 4 quick hits before the loop resets. Keep it small. We want a flick, not a drum solo. Also, don't be afraid to leave some slices a little rough. A bit of ugliness can actually make the break sound more authentic. If everything is too clean, the loop loses its bite. Jungle has attitude. It's okay if it's not polished to death. Now check the low end and stereo focus. The sub should stay mono. The break should not be competing with the bass in the low frequencies. Use EQA to clear unwanted rumble from the break, and listen in mono every now and then to make sure the groove still holds together. If the break feels too busy, reduce a few slices instead of trying to fix everything with EQ. Sometimes the best move is arrangement, not processing. At this point, listen to the loop over and over. Does it drive forward? Does the bass leave room for the snare? Does it still feel good after 8 repeats? If the answer is yes, you're onto something. If it feels crowded, simplify. Beginners often improve a DNB groove by removing one hit, not adding 5 more. One useful pro tip for darker drum and bass: a little saturation on the break can make it sound dirtier and more urgent, especially if you keep the transients intact. A darker mid layer on the bass can come in only during the empty spaces, so the groove feels like it's breathing. You can also automate a filter on the break to open up tension before a switch up, then pull it back down before the next drop. Here's a good practice challenge. Load one break, set the tempo to 174, slice it to a drum rack, and build one bar roll with at least 2 main hits, 2 ghost notes, and 1 snare accent. Then duplicate it and make one variation by adding or removing just one slice. Add a simple mono bass line with 2 to 4 rhythmic notes, and use EQ8 and utility to clean up the low end. Loop it for 8 bars and ask yourself if it feels like the start of a proper DNB drop. The big takeaway is this: a strong Jungle Warfare break roll is not just chop drums. It's a conversation between the break and the bass. When you get that relationship right, your track immediately feels more authentic, heavier, and way more musical. So keep it tight. Keep it rhythmic, and keep it moving. That's the Jungle energy.